You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you are tuned into a new episode of Saturday Star, an emo radio show. Somehow this is episode 134. I don't know how I've done this many episodes of an all-emo radio show, but, you know, we're still going, and it's still awesome. It's kind of the very early beginnings of fall here in Portland, and on Saturday Star, it's a little bit rainy this week, and also the sun is setting way earlier than it has been this whole summer, so I feel a little bit thrown off, but it's all good. We're gonna start out today's episode with a top tier German 90s emo band, Cyan. This track you're about to hear is called I Won't Hold What Pulls Me Down. It's off of their self-titled 7-inch release in 1997. And then, yeah, some more good stuff coming up next. Again, this is Cyan, and thanks for tuning in to Saturday Star and X-Ray.
What? Thank you.
Hello, you're still tuning in to Sadder Star, an emo radio show here on X-Ray FM. And you just heard a track by the band Nexus 6 called The Endgame off of their split with Funeral Diner, which the band Nexus 6 shared a lot of the same members. And that band existed in like 1999 for like a very brief period and filled the gap between kind of like Portraits of Past and Funeral Diner in the Half Moon Bay area of the Bay Area in California. Again, sharing a lot of the same members with both those bands. And yeah, before that you heard Storm the Bastille, who are from Philly. That track is called We Are Growing at an Alarming Rate off of their Dismantled EP. And that band also shared members with Boy Problems and Street Smart Cyclist as well. Fun fact. Before that was Process is Dead with their track Poison the Cake off of their split with Page 99, also known as Document Number 6. And before that was another Sevenfold, who are like a lesser known emo band from North Carolina. That track was off of their self-titled CD and it was called Certainly Star. And then before that, you heard Eastbound 8 by Sterling Silver off their album Leave Before It's Black. And then we start off the hour with I Won't Hold What Pulls Me Down by German emo band Cyan. And coming up next, we're going to play a band called The Elusive. This band is like kind of new to me. I just listened to them within the past week for the first time, recommended by Jeremy of Punk House Radio. And they just released one CD in 1998 and were like post-Korm and pre-Q Not You. And their lone release, which was on CD, is being pressed to vinyl for the first time by Expert Work Records. That will be, I think the pre-order is out now. This band is really surprisingly good. This track you're about to hear is called Pin Me Against the Sky. Yeah, very cool. You could definitely hear influences of both those bands that they are like connected to as well. And more good stuff coming up next. Again, thanks for tuning in to A Sutter Star.
We'll be right back.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Sadder Star Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. And you just heard a bunch of songs. The one you just heard is by a band called Song of Kerman, who are from Orlando, Florida in the mid to late 90s. They had members of Gray Before My Eyes and Carlisle, so some more like obscure emo bands. And that album was called The Un-American Sounds Of, released in 1998, and that track is called Presumption Is a Deity. That track and then the last one that I'm gonna play in a few minutes, I feel like have a very similar like songwriting formula that both of them followed, and I put them both on this playlist like accidentally and then realized that they sound super super similar and were released within like a very similar time period. So I thought it was funny. I'm gonna play them kind of back to back, but you know, that's in a few minutes. Before Song of Kermit, you heard a band called Your Adversary. That track is called The Difference Between Us and Them off of their album 3. And they were an emo band from New York and featured the founder of the DIY screamo and like hardcore label Mountain CIA. That guy's name is Chris Jensen. So fun fact about that band. And then before that, you heard Hero by a band called Area 51, who were from Seattle in the mid 90s, and they were Pretty Girls Make Graves and some other like similar Seattle bands, Murder City Devils as well. But yeah, had the same singer as Pretty Girls Make Graves, and that was off of their self-titled 7-inch released in 1995. For that was Envy, classic Japanese screamo from their 2001 album, All the Footprints You've Ever Left and The Fear Expecting Ahead. Quite an album title. That track is called Left Hand. I've been listening to Envy a lot lately for some reason. I like never got into them super heavy, but they have so much music and are just like such a classic band of the genre. So definitely wanted to like dive deeper into them, but that whole album is like kind of amazing. Before that, speaking of other classic screamo, you heard You and I, who are from New Jersey, and that track was called A Day That Passed Through Us from their Within the Frame EP. And before that, you heard Negative Space by Sea of Cortez, who were from Phoenix, Arizona, which is where I happened to be last weekend, which is why I did not have a new episode. But really, really great band, highly underrated. That was off of their album called Age of Anxiety, which just got reissued by Stick Figure Records, and their whole discography is like now available digitally by Stick Figure, which is really, really cool. Glad that band is like getting some props for what they deserve. They're great. And then before that, you heard Edeline, who were from Santa Rosa, California. That track is called Stranded off of their 1999 CD titled I Wrote the Last Chapter for You. Then we start off that block with The Elusive. And as I said, we're going to finish out today's episode with Amber Inn. This track is called Hint Taken off of the I Can't Live Without It compilation on the Mountain CIA label, which I was just talking about a second ago. This was released in 1996. And like I said, as a very similar songwriting formula to the Song of Kermit track you just heard. So yeah, I thought it was funny. Let me know what you think. And thanks again for tuning in to Saturday Star this week and every week. And take care. This is Amber Inn.